Explain that corporate participation.
Well, that's why it's a liturgical form. It's for a worshiping, publicly worshiping audience. It is a means of group participation in a common...
Hey, it's Cassie.
Hey, it's Shelby, and we're from Chatham.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.
Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Listener-supported hands-on radio.
For Greene and Columbia counties. Have a nice day.
Yay!
The Hudson Area Library Tween Advisory Council presents An Original Escape Room, Altered Zone, New York, Monday, October 14th from 11 to 3 at the Hudson Area Library.
Back by popular demand, come and play as a ragtag team of friends or family in this original escape room. This game is limited to 15 minutes, and the team with the shortest time will win a special prize!
RSVP online at HudsonAreaLibrary.org or call 518-828-1792. Don't miss all the fun.
Yeah, so come.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Steffi of Brooklyn, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Shots in my brain. I've been tripping about some things can't change. Switched on the same time, I'm tame. Put you this in, get a phone call. Girl, that the killer so. I was this summer and nobody helped. And ever since then, when I hate myself, when ended, pessimistic. All want to see me when nobody, but niggas by the grave I'm digging. Have a conversation about my haste to sit. Sickening. At the same time, memories surfaced through the grapevine. But my uncle playing with a slip knot. Put some out of stress, come up being fucked. So come on, say hi.
I'll be feeling pain just to hold on. I'm trying to feel the same. I'm so numb. I'll be feeling pain. I'll be feeling pain just to hold on. I'm trying to feel the same. I'm so numb.
Yeah, you're listening to Catskill Clubhouse Radio, and this is 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. And the song you were just listening to was Jocelyn Forrest by my man X. And We're going to get back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Graham. COVID-19 cases were again rising November 19th at an alarming rate. In Columbia County, there was another death announced November 19th, and 21 new cases were also reported there. In Greene County, six more cases were announced. Ulster County announced 74 new diagnoses of coronavirus with a positivity rate of 7.4%, the highest rate there since a 13.5% rate on May 11th. The City of Kingston and the Ulster County government are restricting access to their municipal buildings beginning November 23rd and lasting until January. Rensselaer County announced 40 new COVID-19 cases November 19th. There were 94 new cases announced in Albany County, where County Executive Dan McCoy complained that people were not being honest with health officials about how they caught the disease. He said, and I quote, "We just need you to be truthful. The information provided to us allows us to identify potential clusters or hotspots that help prevent people from getting sick or worse," end quote. New York State COVID-19 hospitalizations are now at the highest mark since June 8th. Governor Andrew Cuomo said November 19th that all these numbers will soon be higher. Cuomo warned, and I quote, "The virus is complicated, but you know what it's going to do. I will wager you if people are not extraordinarily diligent and act in a way they have never acted before, you will see a real spike," end quote. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Green County Legislature, November 18, approved the county's $112.6 million 2021 budget. The spending plan will stay relatively flat, increasing by $500,000. The budget calls for $2.5 million to be drawn from the county's reserve fund as well. The amount to be raised by taxes will remain at the 2020 level of $27.4 million, with 9 of the county's 14 towns seeing tax reductions, according to the budget document. Legislature Chairman Patrick Linger said, and I quote, "Our legislators and county leaders have done an excellent job holding the line on expenses and continuing to provide essential services during a quite challenging time," end quote. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "We've delivered a very conservative budget to provide excellent value to our taxpayers," end quote. At the end of the year, the county is projected to have $49.5 million of debt, with $38 million coming from the new Green County Jail project. Sales tax revenue is projected to increase by $500,000 in the 2021 budget to $32.7 million. Groden said, and I quote, "The phenomena for sales tax is that the mall may have been closed, but people are still buying their sneakers. They're just doing it online," end quote. He noted that people may be changing the way they shop and how they shop, but they are still shopping. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball and Mike Stribble are reporting for the Daily Freeman. The State Department of Public Service, November 19th, called for Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. to be fined $16 million for violations related to the recovery from Tropical Storm Isaiah in August. The department also recommended fines of $102 million for New York City-based Con Edison and $19 million for Orange and Rockland utilities related to the same recovery. The utilities were warned about 2 weeks after the storm that steep fines were possible. Governor Andrew Cuomo said during a conference call with reporters, the proposed Central Hudson fine is the result of 32 separate violations related to power outages that lasted from August 4th until August 8th. Con Edison was cited for 33 violations and O&R for 38. All three companies will have the opportunity to dispute the recommended fines. The Department of Public Service said in a 46-page report that Isaiah caused 116,000 customers of Central Hudson to lose power. The utility serves a total of about 306,000 customers in 8 New York counties, including Dutchess, Ulster, Greene, and Columbia. The report said Con Edison had 330,000 outages and ONR had 189,000. The report said Central Hudson and the other two utilities did not have enough personnel to make repairs, take calls from customers, and provide outage and repair updates online. State investigators also said preparation for Isaiah by all three utilities were based on a misreading of the storm's track, resulting in requests for outside assistance not being made until the storm was about to hit the area. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Emily Fago is reporting for the Legislative Gazette. New legislation has been signed into law last week that will make it easier for state residents to cancel memberships, escape confusing service plans, and unsubscribe from misleading subscriptions. New York will join 25 other states with some form of regulation to protect against deceptive agreements by businesses. As a result, New Yorkers will no longer be responsible for unscrambling the fine print on sales offers to determine whether or not they are being lured into a misleading agreement. Governor Andrew Cuomo last week signed consumer protection legislation into law, canceling subscriptions and memberships in person, as some agreements previously required, is no longer just a hassle, but a public health hazard due to COVID-19. Also of concern are the number of incidents of consumers being locked into automatic renewal under false pretenses. The new law will require businesses to be transparent with their contracts, automatic renewal offers, and continuous service plans, and allow New Yorkers to cancel subscription services with ease. The legislation will take effect February 9, 2021, exactly 90 days after Cuomo signed it into law. And you can read more in the Legislative Gazette. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, November 20th. 40s on the thermometers across the board this morning, with a seasonably nice day in store. As the day goes on, cloud cover drops and temperatures rise to 57 degrees at 2 p.m. Winds will be brisk, reaching 10 miles per hour, so be sure to bring a jacket and don't forget those sunglasses. Overnight, it's relatively mild, reaching 41 degrees before dawn tomorrow. Another seasonably nice day with a high of 52 and a light breeze. Sunday will start around 30 and make it to 43 in the afternoon with a side of light rain. The next high tides will be at 7 a.m. and at 7:17 p.m. this evening. Low tides will be at 1:02 a.m. and at 1:11 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:16 and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:54 a.m. Looking way up, we see two near-Earth objects are expected today, the largest of which is 38 meters wide, pretty much a harmless rock. Solar wind speed is currently 375 kilometers per second at 5.7 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 11, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, a stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie. Accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. In this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior. Yo, we special, yo, we cool, so come on down and be a part of the clubhouse crew. I'm out.
You were just listening to Clubhouse theme song by DJ AJ. And the views we express on the Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse Parents Organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. So on this first segment, we're going to talk about our rappers, or these young rappers that have been dying, and like how this is affecting all these young people, like all these youth. All this youth around these artists, like the people who listen to their music, and like even like close family and the people on the show. So yeah, we're gonna play a song by King Von right now.
Yep, for me.
Got a drop on his flex and he from Tennessee. I had a thought she be with it. She told me where he be. I say for sure, baby, let me know if you wanna eat. She like, Vaughn, you already know, just put your girl on fleek. I'm like, cool, I can do that, boo. What you want, some shoes? Jimmy Choo with a handbag too. Red or baby blue, she get the smile. She ain't used to this, cause she ain't used to I'm just laughing, could've been a pimp, the way I move my lip. I be speeding, could've been a driver, the way I push the whip. You a could've been a the way you throw a fit. But that, right back to the script, cause this a major lick. He got bricks, plus his neck and icy, and it matches wrist. Now it's like six, told her hit his phone, meet her in the whip, but he ain't go. But he ain't that slow, say meet him at the store. I'm like, cool, let him run his move, do what he gon' do, cause this the plot. Put him in a pot, let it cook like stew. I grab my Glock, it been through a lot, but it's this shoe like new, we at the top. Yeah, we lost a lot, but that's just how it go. But check the scope, if y'all lose one more, that's 6 to 24. Let me focus, can't be zoning out. He pulling up now, he double pop. He ain't getting out, he in that push to start. That new Porsche is built like a horse, colors like the four. He got a ring, I guess he ain't divorced. Wife probably old. Now she woke up, she strutting her stuff. This thickest that in the truck. Kissed him on his lip, he cupping up. But now I sneak up, crouching like a tiger. Light scoop off the wire, the block on fire. So I take Pekosh, mask on Michael Myers. I'm on his, he finna be mad. He gon' beat that, but this what happened. I got to the door, I thought I was capping. I was lacking, cause that go to up, yelling, I was cracking. I'm like, what? I'm like, who? I was born to shoot, I got aim. I'm like Johnny Dane, when it come to change. So I ride, hit one in his arm, hit one in his thigh. This no lie, just do or die. You say you gon' slide, you got some nerve. Your on the curb, boy, we put in work from 64th. And from 65th, we not from 63rd.
Yo, 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 what's goody? We back.
Yeah.
So, we back. So, Chef Yagi.
So, what's
What's up? How you
welcome.
Doing? Thank you.
Vibing out. So, you know King Von, right?
That was my song, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
So, me personally, I don't know much about him.
King Von?
I don't know much about him.
Oh, man. Those guys, bro. The music? I love the music, man. I love the music that they produce. And rest in peace to the young king. You know, can't say that without speaking on his name.
No cap.
Honestly, with his music, it put me in this mood that, like, I feel like I could do whatever I wanted to. I could put my mind to, you know. I feel like that was my brother from another mother talking to me through the music. Not just, like, him as a person, but artists that go out there and put their story out there, that live in the struggle, that aren't afraid to say, yeah, I'm from that neighborhood you don't want to drive by, but guess what? I live there and I love that neighborhood because that's my home. You feel me? I admired that from him as an artist because he came out the gate just saying what he felt on his chest. And as an artist, you can't be afraid to say how you feel.
Exactly.
That is so true.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't know a lot about him. I don't really listen to his music like that. But, like, that song is fire.
I think he's from Chicago. I'm not, to be honest. That's the gateway of a lot of violence stem from Chicago. They get a bad rep. So it's kind of hard to see the light in the darkness. But say that's my favorite quote, the light in the darkness. It's kind of hard to see the light. I wrote something about the young man, but it's not pertaining to just him and him himself or anybody surrounding him, but just the young people who grow up every day, you know, don't have that role model that tells them, like, you know, you a star. You could do whatever you put your mind to. You could do whatever you put your heart to. So I wrote this. Being young, you question a lot without answers, and sometimes that quietness fills a void of darkness that dims your light. We are all good-lighted people, and when there are things that block in your light, you tend to grab what makes you comfortable. For those who cried and those who cry, and wipe your eyes so you can see the light again.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's like kind of me saying, yeah, we struggling, but that don't mean we're going to struggle forever.
Yeah, we're going to get through it eventually. You feel me?
Just find that thing. Just find that thing that can make you happy. That thing that brightens your day.
You know?
That makes you a good person.
Speaking of King Von, I actually have a clip from before they were famous on King Von, Gone But Not Forgotten. So we could play that. You feel me?
Let's do that. Let's have a throwback.
Excited me about having my first child is me being able to share my love, you know.
Before King Von would hook up with Lil Durk and the two rappers would collab several times, tour together, and King Von would join the OTF Collective. Before King Von would collaborate with NLE Choppa, Polo G, T Grizzly, G Herbo, Lil Durk, YNW Melly, and more, King Von was born and raised in the crime-ridden Old Block neighborhood. After beginning to rap in 2018, King Von caught the interest of Chicago flag bearer Lil Durk and was welcomed into the Only Family Collective. Following up to his early single Problems, King Von broke into the map with Crazy Story, which streamed over 200 million times and currently boasts over 55 million views on YouTube at the time of this recording. This success was followed with his debut album, Grandson Volume 1, which broke out onto Billboard 200, and from there, his success would continue to snowball. But coming up on the mean streets of Chicago meant that Von was no stranger to gang violence and having run-ins with the law. In fact, he spent his fair share of time locked up over the years, including 2 years when he was just a teenager. As Von was well on his way to becoming one of the biggest superstars in the rap game, reports began circulating that an altercation and shooting took place outside of a hookah lounge in Atlanta. King Von was one of three men who were shot and killed in this needless altercation. As the rap community mourns the loss of one of the brightest up-and-coming stars of 2020, let me fill you in on who and why King Von was so special. What's going on, guys? My name is Marlon Palmer, and with a heavy heart, bringing you Gone But Not Forgotten on King Von. We've attached a charity to this video. Any revenue earned off ads will be donated to this cause. Share your support and condolences for Von, his friends, and family. Now let's get into this video. King Von was born Davon Bennett on August 9th, 1994, in the south side of Chicago. He grew up in the Parkway Gardens complex, otherwise known as O Block, a place that he still reps like crazy to this day.
It'd be decent over there.
because they got all type of shit over there. And that's what it'd be fun. So I take the hoes to the O. It's like a little, what you want to call it? A mini resort, I want to say. But the O, they got like hotel room, free rooms, shit like that.
This building complex is otherwise known as Parkway Gardens, and it's the same area that produced Chief Keef.
With 35 buildings and nearly 700 units, it quickly became a premier housing choice for African-American families. As time passed, however, years of absentee ownership, deteriorating conditions, and a small but violent criminal element took their toll.
King Von's mother did her very best by her kids, but poverty and violence were a part of everyday life for most people that grew up in this part of Chicago. In fact, Von never even got the chance to know his father because he was locked up before Von was born and then subsequently passed away.
His father was, he was like back and forth in jail, like he was locked up most of the time, and then he passed away. So he was there when he could, was able to be there.
Despite the streets being a huge part of his upbringing, Von has always denied ever joining up with a gang when he was young.
Like a regular hood, I was with my homies and all my friends, so we grew up playing, you know, kicking in the shit. Then we got older, still kicking it, but other shit got to happen, so you know how that go.
In fact, he tried to focus on having a normal life by playing baseball, where he played first base shortstop. He told XXL, "I used to play baseball. I was playing even in high school. I fuck with that shit." But of course, even with other things to focus on, growing up on the south side of Chicago meant that it was nearly impossible to avoid trouble. King Von started off small enough. At first, he'd steal just bikes in middle school. But by the time he was attending Hyde Park High School, he was going to jail at 16 after being arrested and booked for unlawful possession of a firearm.
Right, it's just like, it's easier to go on the block than it is to go to school. Like, you know? And it's easier to just be careless and not doing shit, just being doing bad shit, like bad shit. Easy to do than good shit, you know what I'm saying?
While he was still attending Hyde Park, he became friends with G Herbo and struck up a friendship that would ultimately result in King Von realizing what he wanted to do with his life. He told Complex, "That's my boy, and now we're on tour together. He's younger than me. I was like a junior, and when he was a freshman. I was a junior, and then I went right to jail. I was getting in trouble, then he gets to rapping, and I'm seeing him going up from jail. Then I started rapping." For the next 10 years, King Von would never spend more than a full year outside of prison. In fact, he never even graduated from Hyde Park after being arrested and spending a whole bunch of time in juvie. He did manage to earn his GED while locked up over the years, but he never actually held a job other than the work he'd put in the streets. Then he was only still 19 years old. He was arrested again, this time in connection with a shooting that took place in May of 2014. He was charged with first-degree murder and 2 counts of attempted murder.
I got charged with it when I was 19, 2014, when I was 19 years old. And they let me out when I was like, what, 23?
King Von sat in prison for over 3.5 years while the legal team did its thing. Then the trial finally took place. It only lasted 5 days. One of the men arrested with Von was sentenced to over 20 years of jail time. But Von, who never once cooperated with authorities, was acquitted and walked out of prison a free man. After overcoming a murder rap that would have put him away for life, Von turned to inspirations like Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, and his childhood friend G Herbo to look for a path off the streets. He began drawing from urban novels and things he had experienced on the streets to create his own lyrics, and met up with a friend and mentor, Lil Durk.
When I got locked up for the drama and shit, Durk was the main one supporting me and shit, helping me. So we got even closer when I was just in jail. Then I got out. He flew me out there with him and shit. Got the rap, and so me and Durk, you know, we like.
Together, they started cranking up banger after banger, and within 6 months, Von had a series of viral hits on his hands, like Crazy Story. Despite pulling from true-to-life stories for his music, King Von isn't a fool, and he knew that he had to obfuscate some facts to make sure that he didn't wind up locked up again. He told Complex, "I'm not gonna tell you about nothing I did. Hell nah. I'm not gonna tell you about it if it's real. Who'd I rob? You hear some the music, but I'm just telling you stories. I'm an artist with this. I'm never gonna give you anybody's name or anything." Remaining loyal to the boys who helped you get where you are has always been an important facet for the life of King Von and his friend Lil Durk, who signed Von to his Only the Family label in 2018.
He can hire people like
King
Von.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Von wouldn't be able to get a job nowhere else, probably.
Oh, well.
Shit, when you get to that line, have you ever been convicted?
He could then start making
no experiences doing nothing. I ain't, you know.
Despite the success King Von was achieving, old issues cropped back up in early 2019, and he and Lil Durk were arrested for attempted murder in Atlanta, Georgia.
They were hanging out. They went to a studio to make music.
The rapper and Bennett listened to the evidence against them in court. Police told the judge later that night the victim, Banks, Bennett, and others went to a nightclub, a gas station, and ended up in the parking lot of the Varsity. That's when Weatherspoon said he was robbed and shot.
King Von and Lil Durk's lawyer argued that both men were simply defending themselves during an altercation that saw one man shot in the leg and $30,000 up and disappear. Von and Durk were both eventually released on
Yeah, so that was a little interview for King Von. But we're about to go into another interview about X. And he's going to be talking about how he views himself. Like, what his opinion on himself is. Like, what he feels like he should be doing and what he's trying to do.
I'm going off energy. I'm trying to go there off effort. I'm not trying to go there off hardships and all that bullshit, bro. I felt hardships. I'm tired of that shit. I'm good, bro. I'm trying to tell the world to fucking relax, bro. Relax, let me be me. Off the sense of my mind, because my mind is different, you feel me? I'm not with that torture and shit, bro. I'm not with that, bro. Be appreciated if you love, bro. Let a nigga assert himself, bro. Let a nigga be who he wanna be. I made my mistakes along the road, and that's my fault. You feel me? But I know, I'm feeling there's something watching.
So that was X. So from what I have, it's been a while since X died. So about, 3 years?
Yeah, definitely yeah. 3 years.
So, sadly, he passed. So, in memory of X, we are still going to be playing his song. Last song, we played King Von. Now, we are going to play some more X from the beginning of the show.
So, X has definitely impacted a lot of kids. Most people see his music as, sad. But, if you think about it, if you're really thinking about his voice, maybe the flow sounds sad or his rhythm sounds sad. But, the lyrics to the songs that he's playing, they're not actually sad. It's just, how he's feeling, what he wants to change,
He was speaking openly.
Yeah,
you know, he was venting about how he felt in his life, the things he'd been through growing up in the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, as we can tell, that story hasn't changed yet. Still lives on.
I'm destined, I don't need no Smith & Wesson, no. But who you testing? We can't drop, here's your lesson, no. Knife and it testing, taking shots at all your breath, you know. Feel like I'm damn it, I'm not even planning. I don't know, I'm coming for me, maybe right. I know, you're coming, give it right. Try to look good in the moonlight.
Yeah, so like that song definitely reminds me of an ex that's like not sad, like he was vibing, like, yeah.
Somebody you want to talk to.
Exactly.
See him outside, you might say hi.
I wanna interview him. Going, right? You know? Like,
have a nice talk. Mm-hmm. How's Dave been? How he's doing mentally? You know.
Yeah, like his mindset is just so different. Like,
he look in focus, right?
Yeah, like. And it's like people say it's because he's on drugs that make him think more. But that's not how I feel. Like, I feel like the drugs was opening his mind a little bit more. But
and
like,
even if that
like,
was a case, he was really thinking. Like, he
exactly,
was thinking different.
Like, that's my type of mindset. Like, I just be chilling and I be thinking about things that no one else thinks about.
Intelligent mind.
Exactly. Right. No. You gotta think about everything, like you gotta see everything's point of view. Like, you gotta
can't be closed minded, right?
Yeah.
Well,
it's getting to the time. 6:30 news. After the 6:30 news, we're gonna get into the next segment. You feel me? Rap Radar.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC news update. I'm Philip Grant. The Daily Freeman is reporting the 10 counties located in the mid and lower Hudson Valley gained a combined 22,000 non-farm jobs in October, continuing to recover from some of the losses caused by the coronavirus-related economic slump, according to the State Department of Labor. The region-wide total at the end of October was 942,600, up from 920,600 in September, but still sharply lower than the 1.03 million total of a year ago. Non-farm employment includes all positions in the private and public sectors, with the exception of those in agriculture. The Labor Department said there was a slight increase in the non-farm job totals in Greene and Columbia counties from September to October. Greene County's total rose from 14,000 to 14,200, while Columbia's climbed from 20,000 in September to 20,500 in October. The October 2019 totals in the two counties were 14,700 in Greene and 21,800 in Columbia. Similar increases were reported in Dutchess, Putnam, and Ulster counties. Statewide, non-farm employment increased as well. The state unemployment rate last month was 9.6%, a small improvement over the September rate of 9.7%, but still much higher than the October 2019 rate of 3.9%. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Basilica Hudson has announced its annual farm and flea holiday market will be virtual this year. The market has been an annual event for the past 8 years. Due to COVID-19 concerns, holding the traditional in-person event was not possible. So the market will include more than 70 Hudson Valley-based businesses selling goods and services online. Melissa Off-DeMar, Basilica Hudson co-founder and director, said in a statement, and I quote, "This pandemic is hitting hard on our cultural and social livelihoods, so sticking together locally and putting our creative minds together is how we will get through this challenging time," end quote. Shoppers can choose items from local and regional vendors offering handmade items, crafts, unique food options, and more. The vendors include a variety of farmers, artisans, local chefs, vintage collectors, and more. Basilica Farm and Flea was awarded a $5,000 grant by the Hudson Tourism Board. Those funds were used to create the website that links seller sites and to support educational workshops and promotion of local businesses. Basilica Farm and Flea holds two markets each year in the spring on Mother's Day weekend and the holiday market after Thanksgiving. The virtual market can be found at basilicahudson.org, and you can read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Dutchess County Legislature's Budget, Finance, and Personnel Committee, November 19th, approved the county's proposed $502 million 2021 budget. By a vote of 9-3, lawmakers adopted a plan which includes funding for law enforcement, parks, and COVID-19 relief. The committee cut $18 million in spending. The full legislature will vote December 3rd on the proposal. If adopted, the spending plan will mark the 6th consecutive year of lower taxes for county residents. Committee Chairman William Truitt said, and I quote, "Because of the work done by this legislative body over the past few years, under the leadership of Chairman of the Legislature Greg Pulver, and in partnership with County Executive Mark Molinaro, we may have one of the only counties in the state able to say we managed to cut taxes for the 6th year in a row while still securing funding for essential services during this pandemic. I'm proud of the budget we've created and am confident it will pass with flying colors in the legislature in December," end quote. And you can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
She wanna woo. She wanna with the rules. 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 I told her, ooh, ooh, ooh. Shady went up me inside of the cool. I can take you out of here with a jet fare. Versace hotel with Versace roll. Like it when you let down your hair with no comb. And I stay to myself cause I never like these. Yeah. If she only like the guap red like these. Why would I waste my time on a shorty that don't got me on the front of a mind? Especially when you get designed and I want it down. And the Bentley came with the wings like a number 9. Yeah, come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Hey, she wanna with the wound. She wanna.
She be saying, she, like, when you gon' fly me in private so I can land on that. She said, tricks for kids. She don't fuck for the tricks. She can handle her own. She just wants some. Got that big Birkin bag worth 5-6 figures. You might be out your league. Can you buy that? Buy that. I pull up on the top, going on the thorn. I'm the thorn. You can fuck around if you want. If you want, out in Bali. Big swing, big dress. Big nigga, make a big mess. Before we done, she asked, what we gonna do it next? Next, so what if the seats in the jet? She like all that gangsta. Top down, riding round with the blick. Who you with? Woo. She like all that gangsta. I said she like all that gangsta. She wanna with the woo.
Yeah, so that song was by Pop Smoke and Roddy Ricch and 50 Cent. And yeah, I really messed with Pop Smoke a lot. It's like his vibe is so crazy. Like, I really like that he made a song with 50 Cent because, like, I'm telling you, once I heard his voice, I was like, what? This is 50 Cent, you're lying. And I'm like, what? They made a song together? It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, their vibe is so different. Like, they're just like, they're the right people to make a song together.
Everybody's in the crib like this.
I'll be in there. I loved it. Uh-huh. I love Pop Smoke. It's like
the woo forever, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Like his vibe, oh my gosh.
He bought himself out there.
Exactly. Different.
He's like, you know what, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do it 110%.
Exactly. And he doesn't do it for anybody else. He does it for himself. He does it to show his name, like to prove who he is.
He overcame them obstacles in life.
Exactly. To himself, too. Like, And, like, no one's messing with Pop Smoke. I can't believe he's dead, bro. Like, literally.
Guess he's bad.
No, because I'm so tight because I had the opportunities to go into a concert with him.
Really?
To go to his concerts and stuff. And it's like I never went because I never listened to him until, it was like right like before he died is when I started listening to him, and then it was too late, and I was just like, man, like I'm like dang, that really got me tired.
You
just gotta
take those opportunities.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah,
a concert. I went to one of the Pop Smoke concerts. When I tell you, he raised the room. I promise you that.
Literally, like, it's hard to say, but, like, really, like, I used to be, like, so quiet. Like, and, like, listening to Pop Smoke actually brought me out of my shell. Like.
For real?
Like, for real. Like, I'm dead serious.
Oh, that's
like,
heat.
Nah, it happened to me, too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, all right, so we speaking up for ourselves. All right, this is what we doing. Yeah. Exactly. This is what we doing.
Yeah. Exactly. I just be feeling it. I just be feeling his vibe, like. Like, that's the type of vibe that I have, definitely.
Now, sadly, to stop talking about Pop Smoke.
Literally, so sad.
Getting the rap radar. I thought we had to kick that off. Some pop, because we didn't get to play him last. So, we going to go off with some Toby?
Yeah, Kid. Toby and Wigway.
Yeah, he says his name. He says it at us in the video. Sorry to butcher your name.
Watch me dining, shining. I illuminate the rooms that I'm in. Timing, Loki ain't more crucial than alignment. That's why the flow is intertwined with both, and I'm defiling every beat I'm on, even though I know it's wrong to treat rappers like a napkin after I pissed on commodes. Then I wipe us on the toilet, can't decipher if you know that my life is tied to giving hoodlums life despite the hoes that their sights are fixed upon and give them pipe out of control. But the plight we're biding has almost wiped our frontal lobe of our heritage. Rare kids like me who grew up savage, they got embarrassed when they went to their partner crib and seen their mattress had a bed frame. Shout out to those who told me Toby was a pet name. Toby Chuku Dubem Wigwe is my correct name. Praise God for follies of my colleagues that embody everything I overcame, blowing that ganji to suppress pain. Oh, but I was weak though, so on occasion purple haze would keep me warmer than a peacoat. Debo, shouldn't be what you portray when you placebo, but now my flow to cheat code, every bar is worth a kilo, ooh. Every bar is worth a kilo, ooh. Every bar is worth a kilo, ooh. Toby Chuku Dubem Wigwe is my correct name.
Yeah, yeah, look, hit the ground running like a halfback. Okay. Mad black, P365 in my NASDAQ.
Okay.
Blast that, all who tried to harm me, I don't scratch
okay.
that. I dropped two kids and I still snap back.
Yeah.
Had to have these girls don't think my pen dead.
Yeah.
Hard to sleep on me like a twin bed.
Yeah.
Was broke, now I ball like a skinhead.
Yeah.
You only get one shot, that's what Slim said.
Yeah.
Anything that gave way to poverty.
Yeah.
You could tell I move with sovereignty. Obviously, I'm an anomaly. Every ball I speak with novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't ride the wave, we created.
Yeah.
That's how we made it to Beyonce playlist.
Yeah.
Toby used to have some open cases.
Yeah.
But now we got a crib with open spaces.
Yeah.
And I got a crib with open faces. Fuck on basic. Been influenced by the city with the spacious. Never going back to the gracious or the spacious.
Texas with the flow, doing grind. Okay. Walk through the bubble quaggy on your head is what my mom say.
Yeah.
Gorilla on the beat, I go Harambe.
Yeah.
Stacey Adams head to toe on my prime day.
Yeah.
Two kids, light wilder than Deontay.
Yeah.
Why dog trying to get a verse from Andre?
Yeah.
I done been with Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
But my baby mama swan, Aphrodite Ducks.
Yeah.
If it's an issue, pack a pistol, keep it tightly tucked.
Yeah.
Cause they'll try to early dismiss you on your nightly run.
Yeah.
Either way, it's tragedy.
Yeah.
Please don't try to take my life. That's a catastrophe.
Yeah.
On my soul, ain't no hoe in my anatomy.
Yeah.
And I put that on everything like Tony Sasser.
Yeah.
That song that That song. Oh my gosh, bro.
What? You straight? You on? Good.
The song that was just playing was by Toby and Wagway. And that was fire, low key. Like, I never listened to him before.
No cap, that was clean. I can't lie, that was clean.
It was definitely a vibe. Like they were bumping, It was like that part where it was like they were gonna go on a name basis with Beyonce.
With Beyonce. Well,
imagine if Beyonce listened to this, like
you on a name basis with Beyonce.
Exactly. Like, I feel like I would make a song like this thinking that, like, Beyonce would never hear it. But, like, imagine, like,
you probably know Beyonce hears it.
What if Beyonce heard it? Like, like, if I made a song like that, I would be thrilled to
I'll
have
mess
someone.
With the little hype people exactly. in the background. Like,
exactly.
Yeah!
They were just hyping them up. Exactly.
That's what made this song better. I can't cap.
Yeah. It was fire. They had a little kid in the video. Y'all ain't see that, but.
We wish we could have seen that, but we got another person who snapped, and this also went fire.
Yeah, another artist we don't really listen to like that.
You like to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one that people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. I'm not perfect, just a person. Yeah. I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous. I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous. I ain't been here long, so forgive me if I get this wrong. I get lost sometimes, literally I roam. I had to figure certain things out on my own. Make a phone call home to the ones I love. Shit crazy out here, hey, you high off drugs. To be real, man, I thought about pulling the plug so I can go fly high with the ones above. Yeah, I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. We just wanna be free. The people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. Yeah, I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous. I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. I'm only human. Sometimes happy. Pros and the cons of being a bomb, baby. You can have the ticket, might not be your time. But oftentimes I gotta remind myself to combine my thoughts and never deny my help. A whole lot richer and a whole lot quicker, but I had to slow it down cause I ain't no grave digger. White folks yelling, yo, that's a brave nigga. Paparazzi taking pictures like I'm in a cage, nigga. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. Even though we buy chains, we just wanna be free. I don't wanna be judged, I just wanna be me. We just wanna be free. You got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, you got to be the one the people looking up to. Yeah, I tried to reach the sun, but got me stuck to my shoes. Yeah, I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. Yeah, I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous. I'm only human. I'm not perfect, just a person. I'm only human. Sometimes happy, yeah. Sometimes nervous. Open the door, tell her that you're ready to explore. Yeah, open your door. Yeah, I had to talk about a board. I need support. Like I sports my bae, I need support. I say less is best, but I need more. Shooter took me shopping, took it store.
Gucci no more.
When I go to sleep, Gucci sheet now. Boy, not to eat, don't eat no meat now. Yell me from the street to get a beat down.
skin tan, cause we living on the beach now. Shining like a diamond, fine dining, 40,000, turn that to 50,000. New wildin', stranded on the island, money piling, Rolex cause I put the time in. Put the time in. Yeah, open the door. Tell him you got money, money more. Yeah, in the Porsche. Call me Uncle Digger, yes, of course. I'm in Dior. I think I just might buy me a horse. Basketball game, we on the floor. I need me new bedrooms, I can't put you no more. When I go to sleep, Gucci sheet now. Going out to eat, don't eat no meat now. Tell me from the street, you get a beat down. Skin tan, cause we living on the beach now. Shining like a diamond, fine dining. 40,000, turn that to 50,000. New wildin', stranded on the island. Money piling, Rolex cause I put the time in. Put the time in. Yeah, open the door. Tell him that you tired of being poor.
I need change.
Yeah, stock a lord. Pull up in a tank ready for war. Take a lord. Got my passport, take me on tour. Try to ride away, now all aboard. Champagne for the bank and your ball.
Simple face wipes, tough on dirt and makeup.
All right, that was Dora by Tierra Whack, and yeah, so we got a few shout outs ready. So we want to have a huge shout out to Wave Farm and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. And a big shout out to Chef G, this boy since I was a little kid. Even though he's mad old, he's way older than me. But yeah, so y'all can tune in every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC on 90.7 FM. And you can go to, you can go online and at WGXC.org and search Clubhouse Radio. Our social media we got is C2 Clubhouse. And if you're 12 to 18 and you want to get involved in this program, radio show, you can join us online on personal at, or in personal at Clubhouse Radio every Friday at 4 to 4:30 p.m. And yeah, we appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you. We got a song by Juice WRLD right now.
Bye.
Talent that you see from him, you just brought him out on stage in front of all these people. I see you said that he was like the best freestyler alive.
He like.
And then they said he'll do the he'll do another version of the song freestyle.
Yeah, he'll do like three, four songs.
Over one beat, all freestyle. Beat. Like which one we like?
Yeah, man. Just let me know. I'ma text you.
All right, bet.
For sure. Thank you.
Shadows in my room, can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room, can't take back the love that I gave you. It's to the point why I love and I hate you, and I cannot change you, so I must replace you. Oh, easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. You left me falling and landing inside my grave. I know that you want me dead.
I take prescriptions to make me feel A-okay.